This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled.
Welcome to Reinvention Radio.
Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
All right, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. Man, we really do have a full all-mail review now, don't we? We are running the gamut. We are running the absolute gamut. We've got White Wade running the board. What's up, my man? How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm holding in here. I'm the old fogey here, I guess.
And then we go all the way down to my youngest, Xavier. Say hello.
Hello.
Hello. And, of course, my mani man, Rich Ote. What's up, baby, baby?
What's going on? Hi,
oh,
Xavier.
Oh, man. Another beautiful day in the neighborhood here. Okay, I feel better. After that rant, I'm pretty much good to go. So that's out of the system, man. And here we are. So welcome here to another edition of Reinvention Radios. We're going to be reinventing affirmations, not affirmations, with Noah St. John. And that should be pretty interesting. Matter of fact, let's bring Noah up right now. Noah, are you there, buddy?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, man. All good. By the way, speaking of can you hear me, did you see that guy jump ship? You see that guy, the Verizon guy? He jumped ship from...
Yeah.
Where's he at now?
Yeah.
T-Mobile or something?
He went to Sprint.
Oh, nice.
Sprint.
Man, talk about, like, how on earth... Talk about a career. Like, could you ever plan that kind of career? For all of those years, you're that Verizon guy and probably getting paid decently, and you know Sprint came to the table, and they paid him a ton more.
Oh, yeah.
A ton more. Because of all that goodwill he built up with Verizon, now to come over and say, hey, Verizon doesn't have it, come over to Sprint.
Built-in commercials.
Right.
I mean, you know, I switched because blah, 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 whatever they sell.
So let's just say, I think maybe he put forth some sort of affirmation. You like that? That was pretty good, right?
Nice.
Thank you,
nice,
Noah. Yeah, I'll be here all day. So that sort of affirmation that like, okay, now that I got fired from Verizon, what am I going to do? I am good enough. As a matter of fact, is that like that should be like your theme, Noah. Do you have that Stuart Smalley thing as like your theme there? You've got to have that plan on your site somewhere, no?
I actually just wrote a blog post about that very thing, Steve.
Did you?
Yeah, really? Absolutely.
And dash gone it,
people. Like, what was the blog post, by the way?
Well, that's what it was. It was like, isn't it funny that we make fun of that? Mm-hmm. And why do we make fun of it? Because it doesn't really work. Mm-hmm. And everybody knows it doesn't really work. And yet, the traditional success teachers have been teaching us for decades, we'll just keep doing it over and over, and someday it'll work.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically like saying, well, if it doesn't work, just keep doing it, and then it'll somehow work. That doesn't really make any sense.
Well, that's kind of the definition of insanity,
right?
That's
why I invented this affirmations like you're talking about, and I've written 12 books on it, and there we go.
Okay. So Noah, for those who don't know you, because, I mean, you've been around for some time, and you've obviously done all the media mm-hmm. stuff. You've written 12 books, as you said. But kind of in a nutshell, how would you describe yourself now? Let's just pretend Noah St. John is at a networking party. You know, you walk into a room, there's 100 people who you really don't want to meet, but they're there and somehow you're there. Maybe your wife dragged you or somehow you ended up there and they're like, hi, what do you do? How do you answer that question nowadays, Noah?
I help people master the inner game and outer game of success. That's what I've been doing for about 20 years now, Steve. And you know, one of the tools that we use is this new technology that I invented called affirmations.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I can certainly tell your listeners exactly how it works and how they can start using it like right now today.
Yeah, let's step through that for sure.
Absolutely. All right. So we all know that an affirmation, right, like we were kind of just joking about, is a statement of something you want to be true. So a classic affirmation, like I like to do this with my coaching clients, my seminar audiences. I have everybody stand up and I go, all right, we're all going to say an affirmation now. Ready? Everybody go, I am rich. And they all go, I am rich. And then you know what happens? Everybody starts laughing. I go, what are you laughing at? They go, well, I'm not rich. Well, you just said you were. Yeah, but I don't believe it. So what that does is it shows that the point is that we often say these statements that we want to believe, but we just don't believe it. And so, like I said earlier, the traditional teachers have said, well, just repeat it 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, at all. So back in 1997, I was a struggling college student. I had been reading these books, doing everything they said, and I had, you know, like $800 to my name. I was divorced. I had no money. I was living in this tiny little dorm room that you could touch the walls on both sides if you stood in the middle of the room. And so I'm like, I've been doing everything they said, and it's not working. And I go, what is wrong with this picture? And I was very, very frustrated, and I just went to bed one night. It was April 1997, just very upset, got up the next morning, got in the shower, and I was thinking about all this stuff. Now, I'm sure everyone listening has had those moments in the shower, those aha moments, right? Those just the epiphanies that happen in the shower. Well, in my book, I call it the shower that changed everything. Because I was thinking about this, that how come I've been using all these statements for all these years, doing everything they said, and I'm not getting anything that I want. In fact, I feel even more frustrated than before. And I started to think about that, and I said, what are we talking about? We're talking about beliefs. Well, what's a belief? A belief is a thought. Well, what is a thought? And I realized that human thought is the process of asking and searching for answers to questions. For example, if I ask you, why is the sky blue, your brain automatically starts to search for the answer, right? And so I said, well, wait a minute. If the human brain is automatically searching for answers to questions, why are we going around making statements we don't believe? Why don't we just cut out the middleman? And I said, well, what would that look like? Well, let's see. You've got the statement or affirmation. Again, the classic is, I am rich, and your brain says, yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Right? I literally call that the yeah, right response, because that's what happens in your brain. So I said, well, what would the question be? And then I said, why am I so rich? Now, when you ask that question, what immediately starts to happen in your brain?
Yep.
Your brain has to start searching for the answer.
Because there's always things that you're going to be rich in. I mean, it may not be necessarily money, but like I am rich in co-hosts. Like I am wealthy in co-hosts. There is like no doubt about that.
I am rich in my name.
And so you're searching.
Literally.
But listen, what we're talking about here is the law of sowing and reaping, right? As you sow, so shall you reap. Now, this is an ancient law, of course, it's been taught for centuries.
Oh, man, I am screwed.
But what are we sowing? We're sowing seeds of thought. But what are most people doing? Sowing lousy thought seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I so broke? Why am I so fat? Why can't I make more money? Why isn't my business growing? You sowed it. You made it. You're asking the question.
Yeah.
And when you ask lousy questions, you get lousy answers, and that creates a lousy life.
Yeah. All right. So
I said, why don't we just flip the whole thing on its head and start asking better questions?
Yeah.
And that's how I invented this.
No, it makes perfect sense. And please, I don't know, you know, what sort of arrangement you have with whom, but just have the cameras removed from my house, because clearly you've been hearing me walking around my house saying all of those exact same things. So just all I ask is that we keep that between us. That's all I ask.
Sorry.
I
get that a lot, Steve. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to need a moment here on the break. And by the way, you know, it's funny because the things that happen for you in the shower, I don't know about you, Rich, or you, Wade, but things aren't quite that exciting for me, typically. It's like rinse, repeat, wash. So I think I got it wrong. That's the problem. It's rinse. Is it
it's
repeat?
The order.
Is it?
Yeah,
it's the order of things. I got the wrong affirmations evidently going on there. But no. So you've been doing this obviously for quite some time, and reality is that with 12 books, I mean, how many? That's a lot. That's a lot of books, man. So, did you talk about affirmations in all of these books, or like what? Just give us a highlight of what some of those books are about.
Well, back in 1997, when I had that epiphany, I literally now remember 1997. This was, you know, I'm actually 7 months older than Google. My business has been online that long. So, my point is that, you know, there were no blogs, there was no YouTube, Facebook, social media, none of that. I mean, it was dial up. You guys remember that? Anyway. So I didn't know what to do. I said, I got to write a book. I got to tell the world about this, but I don't know what to do. Long story short is I self-published my book. Then I met Jack Canfield from Chicken Soup for the Soul. He loved my book, sent it to his publisher, and the Chicken Soup publisher decided to publish my first book called Permission to Succeed back in 1999.
Nice.
That's the first place that affirmations were ever talked about in print or anywhere. And then it just rolled out from there.
Mm-hmm. And just so I'm clear, because I'm often not, the difference between a typical affirmation and an affirmation is just instead of saying I am rich, it's just simply a matter of asking the question of why am I rich?
Well, that's part of it. So, you know, what I teach is the four steps of what I call now the affirmations method. and we can certainly talk about those, you know, if you want to after the break. But, I mean, that's what really the essence of it is, and just to finish the thought or the story, is people just started writing me and calling me and telling me that they, you know, they're using Affirmation to change their lives. They doubled their income. They found their soulmate. They lost weight after they tried everything under the sun. They quit smoking after they've been trying to quit for 20 years. I mean, it literally just affects every part of you, because think about it. Where don't your beliefs affect your life? Nowhere. Mm-hmm. Your beliefs affect everything you do. So using Affirmations is the most powerful and effective and yet simple way to literally change your beliefs, change the questions that you're asking, and change your life.
Yeah, no, that's super, super powerful stuff. So let's do this. We're gonna have to take a break here on Reinvention Radio, and we're going to be talking more to Noah St. John, and that's Noah. And if you can't spell Noah, then we probably should have a different conversation, but that's Saint with the S-T, John, J-O-H-N. So that's NoahStJohn.com is where you can find out more information about Noah. So we'll be talking more here with him about affirmations. That's kind of cool. I actually had never heard of that before. Have you, Rich? Have you heard of affirmations?
One time.
How'd that go for you?
Publisher. No, I was actually looking through. I think Hay House did that last book. We'll ask him when he come back.
But, all right, sweet. Let's do that. And Wade, I know that you are good at manifesting. So what are you going to manifest for us here over the break? What you're going to manifest us some sponsored
some
potato
great
chips?
Commercial. Hey, I can even make that happen.
Yeah. All right. So we're gonna manifest some Lay's sour cream and onion potato chips right now, and we'll be talking to Noah St. John here on Reinvention Radio right after the break.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're at a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Ulcher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulcher.
All right, welcome back to another edition here of Reinvention Radio, talking affirmations with Noah St. John. Rich O'Tay?
Yes.
White in the house. And got the newest addition to the Reinvention Radio crew. We got Xavier here. What's up, buddy?
Hi.
Hi. How old are you?
Nine.
Do you know what affirmations are? Do you know what affirmations are? Do you know what manifestation is? Do you want to know what any of those things are? Okay, good. There we go. So this is obviously not for your demographic, but we'll find the right demo for Noah. Let's bring Noah back on here. So Noah, hey man. So before the break, we were talking about the difference between affirmations and affirmations. And I know you also talk about something called the belief gap, and could be the reason why a lot of people feel stuck. So why don't we talk about again, just kind of getting the clarification around the difference between the two. And then what is that belief gap?
Whenever you're trying to make a change in your life, whether it's to make more money, grow your business, get more clients, lose weight, find your soulmate, whatever it might be, you're trying to go from where you are to where you want to be. So what I call that is going from your CPR to your NDR. Now, your CPR stands for your current perceived reality. That means you are where you think you are. You are who you think you are. And you have the limitations that you believe you have. And that's your current perceived reality. Now, over there where you want to go, where you've made the money, you've lost the weight, you've grown your business, that's your NDR, and that's what I call your new desired reality. So between your CPR and your NDR, there's a gap. If there weren't a gap, you would already be at the place you wanted to be. So for many, many people, Steve, that gap actually comes down to a belief gap. What I mean by that is that it's not that people aren't capable of making those changes, like losing the weight, finding love, making the money, growing their business. It's all about the fact that they don't really believe they can do it. And so when you don't believe you can do something, of course, you're going to not really take much action to get there, right? Because mm-hmm. you're going to basically say, well, I probably can't do it anyway, so why bother? Right? So maybe they make a couple of half-hearted attempts, but at the end of the day, their subconscious belief gap is so large that they're just not able to overcome it. So mm-hmm. one of the things that Affirmations helps people with is to overcome that belief gap so much more quickly and easily. I'll give you a quick example.
Sure.
We had one student who came to us. Her name is Sheila from California, and she was making about $5,000 a month in sales. She's a direct sales, you know, network marketing. And so she's making about $5,000 a month in sales. She spent like $30,000 on all this other training and all this other stuff out there. And she was doing okay, but she knew she was capable of so much more. And yet she'd been stuck at that level, just plateaued for many, many years. So she heard about me. She came to one of my seminars, and then she, you know, was able to work with me. Long story short, I was able to show her about her belief gap and, show, you know, give her this method to overcome it. Now she's making $75,000 a month.
That's a much better
month. So literally went from $5,000 to $75,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really cool. But the best part about that is she's actually working less to make $75,000 than she was to make $5,000 a month. You say, well, that's impossible. How could that happen? Well, of course, it seems impossible if you have that belief gap, right? Well, oh, that's not possible. Well, not only is it possible, but it actually makes logical sense when you think about it, because if you just keep working harder and harder, you can't really get that much further. It's about having better systems and better beliefs.
Yeah, and Heidi Fleiss thanks you for your guidance on that. That was great, and it makes a lot of sense actually when you come right down to it. But obviously trying to figure out here what, you know, in my life I've got that belief gap around, and the answer is a lot, way too many things. I stopped taking notes after like the third page. What about you, Rich? What kind of belief gap do you think you have right now?
Oh my gosh, it's, you know, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, let's see, how can I get a hold of all those sponsors that are trying to call us right now, but we're on the show?
Right. You know? Yeah, exactly.
It just seems, it's super cool, but I want to, like, what are the type questions you ask that don't maybe shorten that gap, I guess you'd maybe say?
Is there? Yeah, absolutely. So that's part of the Affirmations method itself. So it really comes down to four A's. All right, so let me share with you what those four A's are. The first A is to ask yourself what you want. What is it you want to manifest? What is your NDR? Now, you've heard it said many times that most people don't get what they want because they don't know what they want. Now, that's partially true, right? A lot of people aren't very clear about what they want. But, you know, a lot of people, of course, are clear about what they want, and they still don't have it. So that's not, you can't just sort of cookie cutter everybody. But anyway, it is very important that you know and are very clear about what you want. And, you know, like, for example, in the book of Affirmations, I take you through what I call the 10 major areas of life, from health and well-being to money and abundance to spirituality to overcoming fears and bad habits and things like that. So in all areas of life, you really do have to be clear. You have to have that clarity. So that's the first A. The second A is to affirm. You literally form an empowering question that assumes that what you want is already true. So here's an example. Let's say you want to add an extra $10,000 a month to your business. I'm just using that as an example, right? So that would be, that's the first A. That's what you want, right? Add $10,000 a month to your business. Then the second A would be to affirm. So you might say something like this. Why is it so easy for me to make an extra $10,000 a month in my business? There's an affirmation. So it's an empowering question that assumes that what you want is already true.
Yeah.
So that's the second A.
Yep.
Now, the third A is to accept. Accept. That means to give yourself to the question. Now, what I tell my coaching clients all the time, Steve, is this is not magic. It's science, right? You can't just ask a question like, well, why did $1 million show up in my bank account and expect that to happen tomorrow? It doesn't work that way. That's called magical thinking. It doesn't work that way. So we have to actually give yourself to the question. What I talk about are the four modes of human communication: reading, writing, speaking, and listening. So you have to do all of that to just, like, meditate, write, journal, think about it. We also have Affirm audios. You can listen to your affirmations throughout the day, whether you're working or exercising or even while you're sleeping. So there's lots of tools that we give you on noahstjohn.com. And then the fourth A, and this is the most crucial one that a lot of people forget about, and that is to act. You have to take action. You know, you can't just sit there. It's like the person who says, well, I want to lose weight and have six-pack abs. Meanwhile, they're sitting there watching TV and eating junk food. You know,
like
it doesn't work.
Sour cream, okay,
you gotta,
onion,
you gotta
potatoes,
take
from Lay's.
Action.
Yeah.
And but other, to get with the things that you want.
Mm-hmm. And so the secret and that whole movie thing and then the law of attraction mm-hmm. and all of that fun stuff, that probably does a lot of people a huge disservice, no?
Absolutely. I call them secret survivors. There are millions of secret survivors out there because I literally get people at my seminars come up to me and they go, no, I walked the secret 37 times. How come I'm not rich?
Mm-hmm.
Let me think.
Right.
It's a secret.
Yeah. Now, look,
it's a secret still.
If you
still.
Go to my website, you'll see that everybody in The Secret endorses my work. So I'm not speaking out of school here. Everybody who was in The Secret, all those teachers, mm-hmm. absolutely knows that you have to take action. The point is, what yep. they did in that movie was very clever marketing because they told us what we want to hear. What we want to hear is, hey, man, you don't have to do anything. Just sit there and abundance and health and love comes to you without you doing anything. Oh, that sounds great, right? I mean, hey, I'm as lazy as the next guy. I don't want to do any work. I'd rather sit there and have money pour in from the sky. But sadly, yeah. it doesn't work that way on planet Earth. We have to do this annoying thing called work.
So, no, Steve's messing with me over here. So, as you went through the A's right there, you mm-hmm. went for the affirmation, and you're, by the way, you lucked out because with Xavier in here, you don't get a big red E next to this podcast. Probably
yeah,
first one ever.
I know.
It's not going to have a big red E next to.
We're going to have to figure
but,
out how to speak in something like
so I'll just use
like
the
that.
Initials for it. Sometimes when you affirm something at the end of it, your mind says BS. And so,
yes.
during that one there, it was a little better, but there's a part of me that goes, yes, it's still not easy to make $10,000, you know, like
the meter.
Yeah, that gap thing again.
How
do you ask
yes.
it to shorten the gap
you
that I'm not
know,
saying
that,
BS?
That is a great question.
I'm so glad you brought that up because that's what step three is about, the third A, which is to accept. Now, the analogy I use, guys, is that your brain is like a series of roads, all right? Like, as you know, the brain has you know, trillions of connections, right? The neurons and the synapses. So it's like a bunch of roads. So the point is, you probably have a huge, like, super highway that says, well, I probably can't make that much money because you've been thinking that thought for so many years. And here we come up with this nice, empowering affirmation says, why is it so easy to make $10,000? And you're like, what? And the guys building the road are going, well, who's this guy? What? I never heard about that before. But so the point is, that's why you give yourself to the question, like I said earlier, it's not magic, it's science. You just keep building the new road, the good road, the empowering road, and over time, you'll have a six-lane superhighway that says, yeah, of course I can do that. Mm-hmm. Now, again, it's not magic, it's not overnight. We have had some people that have had remarkable, incredible, like literally immediate successes, but most of the time, I mean, like, I've had people, like, win, not the lottery, but, you know, like, win scratch tickets, you know, they afford that, and they got their dream car, and, like I mentioned earlier, you know, doubling or tripling their income, I mean, things like that happen, but, you know, it might take a few days or weeks or whatever, but the mm-hmm. point is that your brain is so much more easily accepting of questions than statements, so rather than bash your brain into submission, you're using your brain's embedded presupposition factor, which makes everything so much easier.
Yeah, well, that's some pretty deep, heady kind of stuff. I mean, I know it sounds simple in theory, but I mean, reality is most people won't do that. And from my perspective, I mean, I certainly didn't learn that in my house. I'll tell you what, I learned you are worth. No, not really, but it's really hard to say, you know, why am I so rich versus why am I broke, right? I mean, it's a much different conversation. But what I'm hoping Noah will enlighten us with here is obviously he's got a lot of folks from The Secret who have endorsed his work and so on. I'm curious who he thinks probably shouldn't have been in that movie to begin with because he knows a lot of them, and I want to get the inside scoop there. But we're going to talk to Noah St. John of NoahStJohn.com more right after this on Reinvention Radio.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olscher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step-by-step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com today. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.
Looking to be a successful entrepreneur? The virtual assistant industry continues to be a top choice for those looking to start their own business. The problem can be how to become a virtual assistant. Many turn to the Bible of the VA industry, the book, Virtual Assistant, the Series, and it's the perfect guide for office managers, executive assistants, and other administrative professionals looking to make the transition from employee to successful business owner. Go to vatheseries.com to get your copy today.
And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Olscher.
All right, welcome back to another edition of Reinvention Radio. Rich Ote, White Wade, and Xavier's in the house. What's up, baby? He's my little monkey. He's nine. Let's bring Xavier up here for a second here. Tell everybody what that McDonald's drive-thru experience was like for you, man.
It was annoying.
It was annoying, wasn't it? First, you wanted what? What did you want first?
Egg and cheese McGriddle.
And what did he tell you? And then what did you want?
Egg and cheese.
Egg and cheese burrito. And then what did he tell you?
I don't remember.
Exactly. And then what did you end up eating?
An egg and cheese muffin.
Was it horrible? Yeah. Uh-huh. Exactly. Welcome to my world. All right. Well, there you go. So, all right. So, Noah, clearly, talking to Noah St. John here, so clearly, somehow, we had an affirmation for a really, really gross brunch or whatever that turned out to be for us. But all right, so here's my question for you. So now you know all the folks in The Secret. They've all been, you know, pretty kind there over the years to say, hey, the work that you're doing is pretty cool. If you just had to, let's just say it was Survivor. So let's just call it's like Secret Survivor, and someone is getting kicked off the island. If you had to kick one of them off the island because you just think they just shouldn't be on the island, if you know what I mean, who would get the boot?
Do you really think I'm going to answer that question, Steve? Give me a break. I'm not that stupid. All right.
Yeah, so let's play it a different way.
Steve, obviously,
they're all wonderful and they're all terrific.
You
okay?
Obviously didn't
let
do
me
your
be on record of saying that. Give me a break.
All right, let's try it a different way. Let's try it a different way. Okay, so now you're the bachelor, and you have roses.
Which one do you give the rose to?
No, who do you give the rose to? How about that? If you only have one rose.
Listen, I have to give it to my boy Jack Canfield because he did discover me back in 1998. I love him. He's the man, so he gets my rose.
All right, Jack.
Time.
There we go. That's the tweetable right there. Jack gets the rose right there. All right,
there
very cool.
You go.
All right, so we're talking to Noah St. John here, noahstjohn.com. And lots of interesting discussions going around as far as the law of attraction and affirmations, mm-hmm. Et cetera. So why, I mean, first and foremost, do you think the other self-help work, and is that even the right term? Should we be changing that term? But do you think that stuff actually helps people?
I think a lot of it does. I certainly, self-help has helped millions of people, and it's a great thing. And I'm proud to be a part of that community. And I think the what happens is that a lot of times what you hear is just a lot of the same thing repeated over and over and maybe some different packaging. And so, you know, when I started out as an author and a speaker and a mentor, Steve, I just literally said to myself, I made a vow to myself that I wasn't going to say the same things. I wasn't going to do all those cliches that we hear a million times from everybody. And I was just going to bring something new and different to the table. And I have to say, that's a lot harder than it sounds because mm-hmm. it's like, wow, to think of something different is not that easy. And so I was thinking about all this for a long, long time before I had that epiphany in the shower. And once I had that epiphany, I really did know this really could change the world.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the big challenge for me was, you know, I was a religious studies major in college when I was, you know, had that epiphany. And then, but prior to that, I was a professional ballet dancer in my teens and early 20s.
Really?
Before I had, yeah, so I had a career-ending injury at 22, and so I was literally out on the street with, you know, no money, no skills, no business experience or anything. So, you know, if you look in the dictionary under two ways how not to make money, ballet dancer and religious studies major would be there. So, you know, that's been really the challenge for me is to just, you know, reach people and help people. And what's so amazing is when you go to the website or when you people contact me on social media, I mean, you just see these incredible stories of people who have just turned their lives around using, you know, not just affirmations, but I also have a program that I call the Power Habits System, which I teach in Power Habits Academy. I call it the Power Habits of Unconsciously Successful People. And affirmations are the first power habit because people who are unconsciously competent at allowing themselves to succeed really are using affirmations, but they're not aware of it. They just have these empowering thoughts unconsciously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people like my friend Gary Vaynerchuk. You know, I'm sure a lot of folks know Gary Vaynerchuk.
How close are you to Gary? How close are you?
He's a sweetheart. He's a great guy, and I mean, he doesn't have a negative thought in his body, you know? So, I mean, he wouldn't be able to teach any of this stuff because he'd be like, well, just shut up and do it. And it's mm-hmm. like, well, that's great for you to say, man, but how about the rest of us who are struggling to overcome this headdress, you know?
Yeah, I still so can't anyway, figure out how he's written really multiple exciting. Books because that's like all he really does. He doesn't teach anything, just do it. You know, it's like, just shut up and do it. So how do you even write three books around that?
He just goes over success stories of the people who did it.
He just talks about the people who did it. That's pretty smart.
Yeah,
you never wrote a book. You're going to write a book. It's true. All right. So let me ask you a quick question here because, unfortunately, we're going to come up against the wall here on time. But first, you've got a new book out, right? And so is this your 13th book or your 12th book, the new one that's out right now?
The new one is the 12th book.
Wow. And that's Get Your Foot Off the Brake. What is Get Your Foot Off the Brake about?
Well, it's really exactly what the title is. So many people just kept coming to me and saying, Noah, I'm stuck. Can you help me get unstuck? I just kept hearing this over and over and over again from people literally around the world. And so I really started to think about, well, what does stuck actually mean? And then, well, what does it actually mean to get unstuck? And so as I was looking at that whole concept, I realized that when we look at being stuck versus unstuck, one of the major areas that people are stuck in is this area of time. And as we all know, you know, what I say is we don't live in the information age. We live in the information overload age.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It used to be true that knowledge is power. That was when knowledge was held by the few. Well, now knowledge is everywhere. It's ubiquitous. We're swimming in it. We're drowning in it. And so what my job as a mentor, as a coach is to help cut through the clutter, is to literally simplify things for people because they don't need any more information. What they need is simplification. And so that's, you know, one of the things that I help people with and bring to the table. I had one client say to me that, he said it on camera, actually, and he said, what I really appreciate about Noah is he makes everything simple. He's like the easy button. I thought that was pretty cute.
Yeah,
so,
that's
anyway,
amazing.
So the point being is that, so Get Your Foot Off the Brake is I walk people exactly through, you know, why, you know, what causes stuckness, and then, you know, give some really helpful tips of how to get unstuck.
Yeah, no, that's a really great title. I mean, it's certainly, for me, it's self-explanatory. When it's self-explanatory, that's the kind of book that I would typically gravitate towards. Because I'm not one of those people that kind of read between the lines. I barely read books. I don't want to be reading between the lines trying to figure out a title. So get your foot off the brake. I kind of get that. And you actually give that book away for free as well. Is that correct?
That is correct, sir.
Wow, like the actual book? Or are we talking just like, an ebook that's like in 12-point print on your phone that you can't really read?
It is an ebook. It is not in 12-point. I made sure that it is in large, I don't know what the font, but it is also Arial font, so
good.
It's easy to read.
All right, awesome.
And you can read it on your phone. I've had a lot of people say they do read it on their phone. So, yeah, that's right at our website.
All right, sweet. And so if people want to grab a free copy of that book, is that noahstjohn.com also?
Well, actually, that's noahstjohn.com/freebook.
Okay, so that's, and for those who are thinking it might be S-A-I-N-T 12 or whatever I don't even know how to spell Saint because I'm clearly not one, but it's just N-O-A-H-S-T JOHN.com. Is that how you spell it? Okay, my son's got
correct.
It.
But actually, you know what? If you spell out Noah St. John with the saint, that also goes right to our webpage as well.
Now, that is a smart dude. Very, very smart.
Amen.
See that? There you go. I got to figure out all the mispronunciations and spellings of old shirt and try to get those down. All right, no, it's been a blast, man. Really do appreciate you joining us here on Reinvention Radio. Keep up the amazing work, and we will definitely talk to you very, very soon. For all you guys who have been rating and reviewing and subscribing to the podcast, definitely appreciate that. And don't forget, you can join us live every Thursday from 12 until 2 Pacific. If you go to SteveOlsher.com or ReinventionRadio.com, you can find out more information about how to join us. And the dial-in number is 866-977-2346. And hit number one if you do want to join us live. Rich Otey, White Wade, for Kelly Poker, for Mary Goulet, who's on vacation for the first time in like God knows how long.
Yay
for Mary. We will talk to you guys next time on Reinvention Radio. See you then.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsher, visit reinventionradio.com.